With the tourist trendy shops and cafes, it's easy to forget that Fremantle has been a working port for a very long time. And as part of this history was the working men's clubs, where you could pick up a cheap drink and a meal. So to record and remember these clubs and their members, photographer David Dare Parker went inside Clubland, armed only with his camera, and roving reporter Jonathan Gifford met him at the Fremantle Club to find out about it.
Now, walking amongst Fremantle, in lots of ways, it's a changing place. So it's a little bit of Fremantle from yesteryear coming into a working man's club, the Fremantle Club. David Dare Parker came in as a photographer and captured, in fact, some of the last days of the Fremantle Club. What was it like coming into these old club environments? What was your first impression?
The first impression, it actually brought back memories of my childhood when, you know, I was brought up in country Victoria, and the pub was the place you go to on a Friday night and a Saturday with your folks. They caught up with friends, had a few drinks. I mean, your dad would be standing in the bar with his workmates, and mum would be in the lounge, and we'd be running around, you know, every now and again coming back to sip our raspberry lemonade, and she'd be knocking back a shandy. And it kind of really, coming back in here, brought all that back, and kind of the way I shot it in some ways. One of the other pictures are on a grill on the wall here, as you can see, and it's a little bit about lost memories, or recovered memories, in fact.
David, looking around, there's portraits and there's also little moments in time that you've captured for the exhibition. What about the characters, though? It seems like they're the really big focus of this exhibition, but also they were what made the clubs tick.
They are. Look, the clubs are about the people, the members. You get a sense they have some sort of ownership of the places that they frequent. Often it's not, you'll get one person might have been a member of one club and not been to the others, and occasionally you'll see the same faces at different clubs. So it's an odd mix, but you know, the heart and the character of the clubs is basically based upon the members. You know, they bring their own sort of vitality to it. And when you visit these places, you get a sense that they know each other, they belong here, you know, since a large part of their lives.
Did they welcome you as an outsider coming in, particularly with a camera in your hand?
Look, usually, I mean, they're a little bit suspicious at first, but I think when they understood what we were trying to do here, that we're trying to give them some sort of record of the history today of the clubs, perhaps. They also understand that there's an ageing membership of the club, so you know, maybe the clubs, as membership dwindles, then they might become financially unviable and start to disappear. So they understood the gravity of what we were trying to do, that we're trying to actually record something that, you know, that represents part of their lives, I guess.
Well, and part of the life of Frio as well. The Fremantle Club itself closed only days after you finished working here, taking those photos. Was there a sense of sadness that this was the end of an era?
Look, there was a sense of sadness, and we'd have every now and again you come across a member saying we've been going to a lot of funerals lately, you know, and it was sort of tongue-in-cheek, but you got a sense that, you know, they were aware of the fact that these places could disappear, and the Fremantle Club in particular is an extraordinary place. You know, we came here, there was full-size billiard tables, and, you know, the men playing on them had been playing on them for years, and we talked to the president of the Tribe Club and all these things. This house, more than just, it's not just a place to have a drink and a chat, it was a place where you felt, you know, they had a sense of belonging. So there was something poignant about being here for the last days. The idea of the club's project came along with the chairman of Photo Freo, Bob Hewitt, was having a chat to Phil Douglas from the Wilder Club, who mentioned that the Fremantle Club was closing. And so he approached me to come along, and, you know, we both came here for the last days. We had a meal here and a drink, and we watched what was happening. I took a few snaps, and that's basically how the project was launched.
Did you go in the chook raffle?
Not the chook raffle, but yeah, we did enjoy a counter meal.
Now, Bob, David told us a little bit how this project got underway. What were you thinking at the time when you heard, hang on, the Frio Club's closing?
I'm a close neighbour, actually. I live right behind the Fremantle Club, and I've been living there for quite a long time. And over the years, living in the West End, I've seen the commercial club close its doors some five or ten years ago. And there's been rumours about the Fremantle Club for quite some time. I mean, the Buffalo Club was another one that had a notice on the window that seemed to indicate some financial stress. They seem to have recovered from that, I might add. But it really did take me by surprise when suddenly we heard that the Fremantle Club was, in fact, really going to close its doors finally. Most people that have been around Fremantle for a while would be very conscious of the circumstances of these institutions, of which there are now only five. There have been a number of attempts to try and combine the clubs, but unfortunately, you know, it all boils down to the characters involved, and I think there's a few fairly well-defined lines on the sand about the turf down here, and I think that'll be a difficult thing to achieve.
Well, the buildings themselves are pretty special. Maybe it's architecture that might not be around for too much longer. Did you try and get that as well when you were looking not only at the characters?
Look, I photographed details like the last menu, the carpet.
Tell me about the carpet.
Well, the carpet looks like stained glass windows or something. But I think originally somebody told me that... You know, when they all sort of had, well, half the clubs had the same carpet because it was on special at the time, but I think you can see what's left of it at the Fremantle Club, and it's still reasonably good nick, although a bit hard to look at. The stained glass windows, I mean, all this stuff will go. I've already seen the full-size billiard tables, you know, the cloths off the slate, and it's been pulled apart. I'm not sure if they're shipping it or selling it as tables, but, you know, you get a sense that it's all gone.
Photographer David Dare Parker and Photo Frio's Bob Hewitt speaking with our roving reporter Jonathan Gifford. And you can catch the club's exhibition, which is part of Photo Frio, for the next 2 weeks, weekdays between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. at the Fremantle Club.